Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Baba Basra, Daf Nun Zion, Baba Basra 57. Today's Daf Yomi, Nun Zion Amabez, we have the following statement in the name of Rav Bana. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rav Bana, Rabbi Yochanan said that Rav Bana taught us, Bechol Shutvin Ma'akvin Zetzeh, that in general, if two partners share a courtyard together, they can prevent the other partner from using the courtyard on a regular basis for something that they find distasteful. For example, raising animals or setting up a millstone. However, chutz min akvisa, they are not allowed to prevent the other partner from using their courtyard to do their laundry. And the reason is, says Rav Bana, she'ein darkon shel benos Yisrael lispazos al akvisa, because it is not the manner for the daughters of Israel to degrade themselves with respect to the laundry. And what this means is that there was a takana of the sages that the women do not have to have the practice of doing their laundry in the river. This is how Rashbam explains it, because if they're going to do their laundry in the river, they're going to have to reveal the bottom parts of their body so that they don't get wet, their legs, their thighs, their feet in the river. And so therefore, in order not to embarrass the women of Israel to have to do this, the Rabbanan made a takana that they are allowed to do their laundry in their courtyard, and the partner is not allowed to object to this. And indeed, the Gemara continues by citing a verse from Isaiah, and the verse had talked about who is worthy to dwell with God. Mi yagur lanu esh ochela, who is the one who is worthy to dwell with the fire, which is reference to God? Who can dwell with God? And the Gemara gives several categories, and one of those categories is otsev einav mer os bira, one who closes his eyes from seeing something which is bad for him. So what does that mean? Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba. Rabbi Chiya bar Abba explains, this refers to Zeh she'ein mistakel b'nashim b'sha shomdos al kfisa. This refers to somebody who does not look at women when they are doing their laundry. So the Gemara questions this. What is this a reference to? Hey chidami, Idiika darka achrita. If there was another path that the person could have walked down, and yet he chose to watch the woman while she was in the river doing the laundry, then Rashahu, says the Gemara, he's wicked. And idileika darka achrina, if there was no path that this person could have gone down on, and he had to choose this path, then Anasu, then this person is not his fault. It was against his will. He had no ability to prevent himself from passing by the women. Explains the Gemara, Olam Deleika Dark Achrina. The Gemara says, so what we're talking about is where there is no other path. Even though there is no other path, he should have looked away. And so this person who closes his eyes from looking where he's not supposed to look is called and considered somebody who prevents himself from doing a sin, and therefore he is considered to be somebody who will dwell with God. The Chofetz Chaim asks a question about this. He, in Hilchos Lashon Hara, Klal Vav, the Chofetz Chaim asks, why do the sages require this, that somebody who is passing by something which is licentious, that he's supposed to walk down a different path, and even when he closes his eyes, the Gemara seems to be saying that this person is doing something wrong. So why is that a problem? For we have a Gemara that is explicit in Gemara Pesachim 25b, and the Gemara says that if somebody benefits from something which is prohibited for them, but they have no ability to separate themselves from this, and then for sure we can say that they don't intend to benefit from it, and therefore it is permitted for them. So why in this case is the Gemara saying that he is committing a sin when he should have looked away? So explains the Gemara, explains the Chofetz Chaim, that especially when it comes to the area of arayos, to the area of licentiousness, a person needs to be even stricter. And even though a person might think that he is not intending to benefit, she'enu miskaven la'anos, we know that it is such a temptation that challenges everybody, and therefore we have to be concerned that his yetzer can be enticed. And so therefore the person needs to be really careful, especially as relates to sight. So too, Rav Moshe Feinstein discusses this and discusses where a person can walk down an area in which there is impossible that they're not going to see something which is problematic for them from a spiritual perspective. And Rav Moshe Feinstein says, well, if they have no choice, they have no choice. However, they have to be very careful to try to remove it from their mind as soon as possible. However, we have to be very careful in discussing these things to point out that the Talmud never says here in this text, it doesn't say that the woman cannot do their laundry. It says that the man has to be careful not to look at the woman while she is doing his laundry. Whereas Rabbi Dov Linzer, who I consider my Rebbe, points out in a New York Times op-ed article on January 20th, 2012, when there was a terrible act upon a girl who some people said was not dressed properly, even though this girl was dressed 100% according to Halacha, Rabbi Linzer writes, it's your problem, sir, not hers. Meaning, if somebody doesn't like the way a girl or a woman is dressed, then you don't look that way. It's not your business to tell her what she can or cannot wear. That is how Rabbi Linzer put it with his brilliance.